Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Kind, the Most Merciful. Respected friends, brothers and sisters, Assalamu Alaikum. On behalf of the Muslim Council of Britain and its constituent member bodies, it gives me immense pleasure to convey the fraternal greetings to all of you today. As the representative body of the British Muslims, we are duty bound to declare on this momentous occasion our total support for the defeat civilian populations of Iraq and Palestine. Today is a rare occasion where the Muslim community around the country and around the world are unanimous in their utter condemnation of what is happening in Palestine and Iraq, and a clear message is coming out that there cannot be any support for war from there. We salute the brave Palestinian people for the steadfast resistance to foreign and brutal occupation. The untold sacrifice will soon bear the fruits of freedom and independence, inshallah. They are not the first to suffer at the hands of the brutal foreign occupier. The French, the other Europeans all occupied as well. They resisted and liberated their countries. The Palestinians have adopted the same path and will, by the grace of Allah, be victorious. From this historical square, we extend the hand of support and solidarity to all the widows, orphans, prisoners, homeless and injured. We affirm our commitment to stand with you in your darkest hour of need until the full restoration of your rights. Friends, the greatest threat facing mankind today is not the teaching of Islam or its noble culture. It is the subversion of international law by powerful nations for the benefit of their friends and allies. The MCB condemns in the strongest manner all wars of aggression and wars against peace. And we unreservedly support and encourage diplomacy as a means to resolve international crises and disputes. We insist that it is fundamentally wrong to wage war in order to acquire territory and capture the natural resources of other people. The days of piracy are over, and mankind must never return to such primitive conduct. MCB rejects any attempt to reconstruct the world by the law of force. Yes, we are for change, but it must be change based on force of law. From this platform of freedom, the Muslim Council of Britain declares there must be no place among civilized nations for military occupation, whatever its color, creed, or rationale. In combating terrorism, we must ensure that we ourselves do not terrorize others and dehumanize ourselves. Yes. It is about time now that the international community freed itself from the calculus of terror and direct all its energy towards building a just and a fair world. We demand in the name of justice the same resolutions to ensure the return of the Palestinian refugees and an end to the illegal occupation of their land. After 50 years of forced exile, one in every three refugees in the world today is a Palestinian. They are refugees not because they choose to be, but because Israel, as supported by the Americans, and now by Britain, refuses to comply and defy with impunity the UN resolutions and international law. No country can achieve security by terrorizing a weaker people in a nation. It is only through the impartial application of international law will the world be saved from the scourge of terror. We want an end to double standards and the selective implementation of the UN resolutions. Friends, if Israel was not allowed to continue its 25-year-old occupation, it could not extract 25% of its water supplies free of charge from the Palestinians. Today, without the occupation and the establishment of 200 Israeli factories in the West Bank and Gaza, Palestinian agricultural land would not be destroyed by untreated industrial waste. My friends, we in the MTB have not forgotten the winter nights in January when the Israeli army destroyed hundreds of civilian homes in Rafah in the Gaza Strip, leaving 700 people homeless and destitute. How can we forget when we are reminded of this crime every day as homes and lives are destroyed? We are the champions of democracy and custodians of human rights. When these cruel acts are committed, the MCB needs a clear and a speedy explanation for this shameful official silence. International justice is not a one-way street. No country must endure impunity or privilege above the law. Justice requires equality of law before everybody. Without justice in the Middle East, world peace would remain forever threatened. My respected friends, time is now limited. Let me finally say, the situation cannot and must not continue. Not in our name, not in the name of the British people, not in the name of Her Majesty's government. Enough is enough. Lift the sanctions and stop creeping genocide of Iraq and the Palestinians and occupation of the entire Palestinian land. Finally, let me thank the Muslim Association of Britain and the war coalition that has been brought together for organizing this fantastic day today. It is not only the 500,000 people that are blessed that are gathered here today. Let us not forget 60% of the people who have been polled also oppose the attack on Iraq. So we are not ourselves alone, but we have the support of the very last of our people. Let me finally mention, as was mentioned earlier, the quest for sanity, which has been published by the Muslim Council of Britain. Today, it is being offered at a special price of £10. There are stores on both sides of the podium. It's a compelling reading, because we need to answer that is coming out, is that you can't fight terror with terror. Jazakumullah khair. Salaam alaikum.